Hello and welcome to Listen Up. As always, I am Mr. I. Please subscribe to the podcast so that you will see new episodes as soon as they are available. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most other places where you find podcasts. So today, let's talk about computers. And specifically, let's talk about using computers for learning English, or any language actually, but English for most of you. Or maybe it's more using computers to complete your homework for English class. It all depends on how you use the technology, I guess. Now, I want to talk about, well, mostly about one technology, but they're a little bit about a second technology. They're different, but they are definitely related in some ways. Let's talk about mostly computer translation, but also a little bit about AI. And let's start most of the talk about computer translation, because it is a topic that has been, it's been a point of discussion in language learning for quite a while now. Now, with services like Google Translate and DeepL, Line Translate, I guess, to a certain extent, but there are a lot of them. The two big ones really are Google Translate and DeepL. With these services, it's possible to very quickly translate almost anything from one language to another. Some of you use it to do your homework. I know. I can tell. It's actually pretty easy a lot of the time. Not always, but often it's easy to tell. Teachers know when students are using computer translators to do written homework, right? I know most of the time. And to be honest, a lot of the time, I don't think using computer translation is necessarily a problem. There are good ways and bad ways to use computer translators, right? I use translators myself, right? Especially when I don't have time to sit down and think about exactly how to say something in Japanese. But like I said, there are good ways and there are bad ways to use translators, to use Google Translate, to use DeepL, especially if we're talking about writing for a language class, for homework. Now, if you are trying to learn, really trying to learn, if you want to learn to speak English, to use English, a second, a third, a fourth language, using a translator really should be treated a lot like using a dictionary, right? When you're writing, right, a word, two words, a phrase, that's great, that's fine. That's a good way to use a translator, because sometimes if you have a phrase, a dictionary won't tell you how to translate that full phrase. You can only go word by word. And sometimes phrases don't mean the exact same thing as each individual word. So words, phrases in a translator, absolutely okay. Use it like a dictionary. Now, I would say usually you probably should not translate a whole paragraph into your second language. You write it in your first language. So if you're Japanese, you write a paragraph in Japanese, translate it to English. Usually, that's not a great way to use a translator, right? Even a full sentence might not be the best idea, right? If you're just writing in Japanese, in your native language, translating to English and copying it, right? So even a full sentence, maybe not the best. But of course, that's not even really true. There are times when it's okay, because as with almost everything, there's a lot of gray area. It's not all black and white. Now, what do I mean exactly? Well, it might be okay to write a sentence in your own language and use a translator to translate it, but when? It's okay if you are actually using the output, the sentence that the computer translator gives you in the language you're learning. You type it in Japanese, right? You're a Japanese student, you type, you're learning English, you type it in Japanese, you get an English sentence. That's okay if you are really looking at what the computer gives you. If you are trying to understand the words, every word it gave you, and why it gave you that. If you're trying to understand the language the computer gives you, then I think using translators for a long sentence, maybe even a paragraph, that's okay. Right? I do this sometimes when I'm trying to write in Swedish. Now, recently, a cousin of mine from Sweden, I guess he's actually a second cousin, but my second cousin, he was in Japan, and he had some questions about some things here, and so we were sending messages back and forth in Swedish. Now, of course, he speaks excellent English. Most people in Sweden understand English, especially young people. But we communicate in Swedish, so I get a chance to try to use the language, the words, the grammar that I know in Swedish. And I really appreciate that, right? I don't have a lot of chances to use Swedish here in Japan. So I'm communicating with my cousin. I'm trying my best to write what I want to say in Swedish, right? I'm writing it in my third language. But, of course, there are times when I just didn't know how to say something. So I would use a translator to write a phrase or even a sentence. But I would always check any words that the computer gave me that I didn't know. There was a new word, I would check that word, right? And I would also use a technique that I think is a really good way to check your own second language use, right? I would write in Swedish and then translate it into English. Right? Swedish is my third language, right? English, Japanese, Swedish, language number three for me. So I'm writing in my third language in Swedish, and I'm translating into English, my first language. And then I would check the English to see if that made sense, to see if what the computer said was close to what I wanted to say. And that is one of the best ways to use computer translation tools. Translate from your second or third language into your first language to check to see if your meaning is correct, or at least, you know, close to correct. Maybe it's a little off, but you're learning. It's not going to be perfect. That's okay. Now, doing it this way, using a translator this way, write in English, translate into Japanese. See if that works, right? See if your English matches what you want to say, right? Doing this is good because you don't use words in your second language that you don't know, right? Everything you write in English are words you know, and you translate them into Japanese to check. And this is good because as an adult, right? Because most of you listening, you are young adults. As an adult, your language vocabulary knowledge is a lot higher than your second language vocabulary knowledge, right? What does that mean? Well, very, very simple example. Mushi, but also konju, right? They're not exactly the same, but they're very, very close, right? And, right, mushi is the easier word. Konju, right? When I was learning Japanese, I learned mushi a lot before I learned konju. So, if I use those words and translate them to English, I will get mushi as bug and konju as insect. Again, this is a very simple example, but there are many, many of these cases where there is a simple version and a more complex, more difficult version. If you write in your second language and check you're in your first language by translation, it's more, you're going to use words you know in your second language. You're going to use English words you know. And that will be better because you're using things that you know, things you understand, so you're less likely to make mistakes. Now, of course, using the more complex words in your your first language, translating to second language, that's a good way to learn vocabulary. But if you're trying to write something that sounds like it matches your real second language level, writing in your second language, translating into your first language to check, you will be using language that you actually know and you can actually say correctly. Now, the most important thing to remember about using computer translations is to always check the language that the computer gives you. And I know a lot of you don't actually do that. There are a lot of mistakes I see in homework that I know you would not make if you were checking, right? I really don't think a lot of the mistakes I see are things you would do. I really don't. So please, if you use translators, check, always check what the computer gives you. And what about AI? How does this fit in? Well, AI really has even more problems if you're trying to learn a language. Now, I would say if you really want to learn a language, don't use AI for writing assignments ever, right? Writing should be your own ideas, your own thoughts. AI does not have your experiences, and so it cannot have the same thoughts as you. I mean, AI doesn't really think, right? But that's beside the point. AI cannot reproduce your thoughts, cannot reproduce. It cannot make a writing based on your ideas because it doesn't know what you know. Now, are there places AI can be useful in language learning? Of course. It could possibly be a conversation partner, right? There are, at this point, quite a few apps for your phone that use AI as a conversation practice, right? Sometimes it's written, sometimes it's spoken, right? You can write conversations, you can speak conversations with AI. And that's fine. Or maybe you could ask AI to write you a short story for reading practice. You can give it an idea of what you would like to read about, right? You can tell it what level you want it to write a story for you. And then maybe you can get a custom story just for you for reading practice. But AI, artificial intelligence, isn't actually intelligent. It makes a lot of mistakes. So you have to be sophisticated enough. You have to be smart enough, careful enough to check everything it gives you to see if there are mistakes, see if there are errors. And if you ask it for facts, is this true? Is this false? Sometimes it's just wrong. Sure, it is getting better, but it still is nowhere near as good as humans at a lot of things. So it's really, really important to be careful when using AI, right? Just like, same as with computer translation. If you use AI, you always need to check what the computer gives you to see if it is correct, because it's not always. And that is where we will end it for today. If you have any requests, any ideas for podcasts, you can find the request form over on the website, which is bit.ly/LUWMI. You will find links to all the episodes over there. You will find listening guides, listening quizzes to help you understand. And that is all for today. I'm Mr. I, and I'll see you next time.